Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday. It's a Thursday. We're almost there. We're getting there. It'll be the weekend soon. Oh, I just looked outside and the sky. It's really cool again. It's like red and pink and orange and all that. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. He's on the other side of the county. Jim Colony, not far from me here in the North Hills. Producer Maddie's in Green Tree in the studio. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How you doing today?
I'm good. I got something for the pre-show, I think. You know, I go to bed pretty early, so I wrap it up, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I dial it down, and then I get in bed, and I've been getting right to sleep. I've been getting good night's sleep, man. I fall right asleep. It's weird. I'll go, and we'll get the kids ready for bed. My daughter, she lays down. She is asleep in seriously, sometimes 45 seconds from the time she lays down. It's incredible. My son, you could check on him 3 hours later, and sometimes he's, like, in his closet playing trains. Sometimes he'll be on, like, just doing something in the sink in his bathroom. Like, he's just all over. You got to be, like, get to bed. He's just quietly tinkering, doing stuff. Anyway, I've been getting to sleep pretty good. But I woke up last night, and it was, I don't know, 12-something, and I couldn't get to sleep. And my phone was, I could see it was, like, illuminated, which means I got like a missed call, and it was from a weird number, so it wasn't for me. It was obviously like a wrong number. Then I just decided, well, I clicked to see what was going on, to see if we got an email from Matt. Here's what I'm getting at. Zeiss has lost it, man. He has lost his mind.
Really? What did he do? What's the latest?
He swings at every single pitch on Twitter. Like, he has lost his mind in terms of the mask stuff and the, like, you just let me be free, I have my rights, like, let's not get it twisted, I encourage people to wear masks, but I'm not some Karen. Like, there's been this evolution of Zeiss over the past couple years to, like, this real political Zeiss that he's just all over the place every day.
I don't know.
It's got to be exhausting.
You would think
Zeiss writes the words virtue signaling and Karen on his Twitter feed at least 10 times a day in different tweets. Like, and I don't really know what any of those stuff. I just back and I'm like, he's lost his mind. He's falling victim to COVID, not so much as he has coronavirus, but the boredom that set in because we're all in our house because of it. He has gone stir crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what I was starting to get at, is I think Paul, as much as any of us, illuminates the nature of spending too much time stuck at home.
Yes. Yes. Like, Megan Schiller put on Twitter yesterday, okay, that Walmart is now going to, starting July 20th, so you have some time, a few days, going to require all shoppers to wear face coverings as of Monday, July 20th. That's what Megan Schiller put on, KDKA. You know, she's a friend of the show. We love her. She does such a great job. So I responded and said, maybe I'm odd, but who isn't wearing face coverings inside stores at this point? If you aren't just to prove a point, you're purposefully looking for trouble. If you can't because your health precludes you, contact the store and they can shop for you. How is it an issue either way? You know what I mean? Like, how is this an issue? Paul, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 14 responses from Zeiss, and I didn't respond.
14?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He went to the doctor's yesterday. I walked in the doctor's office. There was a woman sitting in the waiting room. She was all by herself in the corner of the room and had her mask pulled down. How dare she put my life in jeopardy from 40 feet away, he's saying sarcastically. I use my platform to try to get people to use their brains and use some common sense as opposed to being a psycho Karen with over-the-top emotions and fear-mongering. I ain't trolling. But if I am, I'm guilty as charged. Like, he's lost it. He's going to be in a video soon, like standing in the aisle at Walmart with no mask on, giving double middle fingers to women.
He seems to come down with anger on both sides, though. Like,
yes,
I don't know where
his stance is.
I guess his point is that he's trying to be somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
He's mad at everything. I guess that's my point.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
With
no one to actually interact with. I shouldn't say no one, but not as many people to actually interact with on a daily basis to express frustration and anger with and toward. It ends up filtering itself out via social media.
Well, how about this? Keep in mind, how long I've known Zeiss. I remember taking road trips with Zeiss. We both worked at the Post-Gazette. And this is before, like, satellite radio got big. But he would have CDs, right? And he'd put in, seriously, a CD. And I'd be, like, half asleep in the passenger seat. And we'd be driving to New York or Philadelphia or wherever, you know, to cover something. Because a lot of times it doubled up. We covered a lot of Big East football together. And the Post-Gazette had these cars that you could take. They look like undercover police cars. You know, they're like Ford Tauruses and stuff.
Right.
And they'd have CD players. And so I'd go to sleep and I'd look up and he'd be putting a CD in. And it would, without fail, it would be Christian rock. Follow me on this.
Whoa.
Follow me on this. Now, he's a big hair band guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He really loves two things. Hair bands and like soul and like the Gap Band and like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Those are his two main genres. But when we would drive, he'd put in like Flyleaf or whatever. You know what I mean? Like whoever, the DC Talk, I think, is that one band.
Yes.
So I'm like, or Casting Crowns, whatever.
Yeah, I think you hit all the big ones there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, Paul, what are you doing? And he goes, I like the messages, and they soothe me when we're driving. Anybody can call him tonight and ask him about this. It's 100% true. And I go, huh? He goes, yeah, if you listen to the words, it calms me down. And also, you know, the music isn't bad, but it calms me down and it soothes me when I'm driving. Because, I mean, you know me, I can get pretty amped up when I drive. And I listen, and it's a really good message, you know, the DC Talk or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And to think about where he is now from that moment, putting Christian rock into the CD player, to now fighting about crazy Karens wearing a mask or not, or videotapings. He's a different dude. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
No. You know who, you know. I'll make this analogy because I was just scrolling through Zeiss's Twitter feed and I saw him retweet a story about this person from last night. You know who Zeiss is? He is our station's Kanye. You're not quite sure what side of the political aisle he's on. He can get a little crazy sometimes and you'll wonder where he's going with the message. But deep down in his heart, he's trying to do the right thing all the time.
I think, if he says he's going to run for president.
If Zeiss runs for president, I wouldn't vote for him, but I'd be really tempted to do it just to see how many other people would do it and if we could get Zeiss to be president.
But here's this, though. If Zeiss came out today and said he was running for president, I actually wouldn't be stunned That's the other part of it. I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, he's not going to win.
This is the next logical step. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we see where it's going. But he has, I don't want to say he's lost his mind, but he gets hooked into an ideal or something. And he just can't let it go. Like, he's that guy. But again, he's so far removed from driving through, I don't know, in a Warrior's Mark or somewhere, and I'm closing my eyes, and I'm in this passenger seat, and this person saying, salvation will come one day, and I'll be raptured. You know, and I'm like, Paul, what's this music, man?
Never, you know, had like, not a big, for Christian rock.
Yeah, I'm not a big Dawkins fan or whatever. Or I'm not real into Def Leppard or whomever, or Winger. But it's better than this. No, this soothes me when I'm driving. It makes me calm. He needs some of that in his life now. Is he hosting tonight, Producer Matt?
I have no idea. I think so.
Yeah, he should be. I don't know what's on his schedule. Pirates and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
Someone needs to call him and tell him he needs to start playing Christian rock again. I think he might have even gone to a DC Talk concert, Chris.
if that's what it takes to calm down, Paul, then maybe you're right. Maybe that's what we need.
And then you get texts like we're getting right now. That's just because you guys are sheep. No. We don't have to put everybody into two categories. We don't.
I love people. Now I'm picturing Paul at the DC. Done to them.
I'm picturing Paul at the DC Talk concert, and I'm envisioning that, and then it's kind of like when you see those pictures of Bill Walton at the Grateful Dead concert, and it's the one guy that's like seven heads taller than everyone else.
Yes. Just Zeiss in the middle of a crowd at a
Do you think, though, back to it, though,
concert.
Zeiss might, like, you know those, like, guys that are those, like, kind of out there? Oh, okay, not guys that are out there. People that cobble, like, a really great audience, and, like, people that have takes that some people are like, oh my gosh. And other people are like, I'm 100% with them. Wendy Bell being one of them, right? Okay. Mm. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
could Zeiss garner sort of politically some sort of, could he make the move to political talk and have a rabid group of fans?
Yes, because he's all in on whatever he believes at the moment.
That's a pretty good call. He is. How about this? You guys are sheep. You believe in everything Papa Wolf says. Actually, I don't. I think he sucks as a governor.
I don't.
But I don't go and blast people like Zeiss does. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, bunch of sheep. What's wrong?
You know what? I might call Paul tonight, just unsolicited, and ask him about Flyleaf or whatever. Oh, man. He is. But what do you think it is? What set him off?
It's exactly what you said. It's being stir crazy. And it even though people can get out a little bit more now, it's still to the point where a fuse was lit within some people that during March and April, and we were all staying at home, their outlet now is to just be wild on social media. And Paul's not, I guess wild's not the right word, but he's gonna tell you exactly what his thought is at every single moment on every single thing as he finds it on, in this case, Twitter.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? You're right about that. Oh, he should, you know what? They should let him sub in on KDK AM sometimes. I would listen.
Just take the reins off and just let the wild horse run.
For sure. Let's go to Tilly in Dravosburg. What do you need? Oh, my gosh. I mean, could you imagine that? Let's go to Helen and Butler. I mean, what's it like up there? You know.
You have Mike Kelly. You were friends with that Kelly, that car dealer guy, you know, runs for office.
How many of those PPP loans he get, huh? Well, come on.
What do you think about that? That? The upper makes ice great again.
Makes ice great again. That's it. That's the hat. That's the hat.
Oh, Ray Fittipaldo at 7, Jason Mackey at 8. How about this? Steve Murray, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, the PSAC commissioner. Why'd they shut it down? Why aren't they playing? Could they play? What went into this decision? He's joining us at 9 o'clock. Lots to talk about today. Bud Dupree, there's some a lot of baseball talk. Something crazy happened last night. There were 20,000 fans there. We get into all of it. Good morning to you. It's a Thursday Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.